WZET-AM.
This is the ZNS Radio Network. Junkanoo Talks is being brought to you by SuperValue, the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation and Insurance Management. Listeners are invited to call in using our local lines, and for our Family Island listeners, our toll-free number.
Junkanoo Talks.
Let's go, man. Time to get out the gate. Pick up them drums. Let's go. Drum run. Junkanoo, let's go.
Junkanoo Talks.
It's now time for the number one show on the Bahamas Radio Network. Welcome to another edition of Junkanoo Talks, the only program that discusses the unique cultural expression
that is Junkanoo
in a nationwide forum. And here's your guide to the world of Junkanoo, Mr. Jackson Burnside.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Junkanoo world. The arts in the Bahamas are bursting out at the seams. And clearly, you know, design is at the very center of all that. That is moving our Bahamas from the sleepy fishing village communities that we once were to an international stage to move us into the global world. This past week, the College of the Bahamas celebrated the global achievements of our own Sidney Poitier. And what we celebrated more than anything else during that conference, which concludes tonight, was the art and artistry of a man who learned his skills and was grounded in his experience in the Bahamian culture. And he took with him that spirit, that Bahamian spirit, to the world stage. And during his career, became one of the world's number one and most leading artists anywhere on the planet. Well, that same spirit, of course, resides in all of us. It is in everything that we do. And we take with us that skill in design. Whether we are designing fashion or furniture, whether it's fine art, whether it's sculpture or painting or ceramics, whether we are producing films, we are designing, we are conceiving ideas. We are developing those ideas and we are executing those ideas in different forms of production. Whether we are building a building in architecture or planting trees and laying sidewalks in landscape architecture. Whether we are cutting a seam or overlocking a hem in fashion. Whether we are putting together a fancy joint in carpentry or in furniture making. Whatever it is, we have to take our thoughts, our big ideas that come out of our experience, take that concept into the development of that ideas, where we choose our materials, where we decide our methods of construction, and then we go into the building of that. And when we do it with excellence, nobody can do it better than we can. And it's important for us to connect the design in all these areas. We have disciplines that are as different as film is to fashion, is to Junkanoo. Or we think they're that much different. And we get, as we study more and we understand this thing called design, we understand just how powerful and how important those connections are. Well, this morning, we have an extraordinary show for you. We're going to talk about a phenomenon that's been taking place in the Bahamas for the past 6 years. It has captured the imagination of persons who are interested in the arts all over the world. Bahamian artists are presenting the arts of the Bahamas as far away as Asia and Africa, North America and South America, Europe and Africa. And it seems like, you know, like we're the last persons to know. Well, the opportunity for you to get some sense of what is going on in the Bahamas, just a taste of what is going on in the Bahamas, resides in an event called Transforming Spaces that will take place on the 13th and the 14th next month. That's March. The 13th and the 14th of March, you will have the opportunity to take a bus tour from the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas to a number of art spaces, 9 art spaces throughout the Bahamas that will show approximately 75 different artists who produce their work in the Bahamas. We have the opportunity this morning to, we'll talk to the artist Toby Lunn, and we will talk to a lady who's been very special to me for the last 33 years we've been married, and Lord knows, from the minute I saw this lady, must see, oh man, I don't know how many years ago that was. Anyhow, y'all won't get up in my business, but I will tell you, let's leave it at the 33 years. She has been directing and, well, you know, if you're a married man, you know what I'm talking about. She's been directing and telling me where to move, and thank God she has been, because I have to give credit to her for a whole lot of my productive time and the kind of design production that I make. She's telling me, that ain't in the show. Let's move right along. We have a very exciting show for you this morning, and we're gonna talk to Toby Lunn and Pam Burnside and Averia Wright, who is an outstanding ceramicist, who will be joining us very shortly, who will also be showing, along with Toby Lunn, at the during the Transforming Spaces event. This promises to be a fantastic time, and I want to make a special appeal to the Junkanoos out there who see themselves as designers. This is an event to stretch your mind, to see what other creative persons in our community are doing with the same kinds of inspirations that we use to bend the cardboard and to create the wonderful parades that we create. We welcome you. We invite you to join us, Transforming Spaces. We'll be back in a moment.
Super Value's fabulous February savings have made shoppers happy and put super meals on their tables with Star-Kissed Tuna 6-ounce cans, 89 cents, Hunt's Ketchup 36-ounce size, $1.99, Value Time Corn Flakes 18-ounce, $1.79, Pine Soil Cleaners 28-ounce size, $2.99, and delicious chicken leg quarters in the 10-pound bag, only 75 cents a pound, plus quality stamps, but only at Super Value, the Bahamian supermarkets.
Were you aware that one of the finest certified teaching hospitals in the region is right here in the Bahamas? Princess Margaret Hospital has been certified by the University of the West Indies as a teaching hospital since the 60s, and since 1997 has graduated over 60 physicians fully qualified in general medicine. Let's keep it that way. Support the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation. Miracles in progress.
you're looking for the widest and best selection of Bahamian art, then visit Dungalik Studios Art Gallery in the stunning Bahamian architecture of Marina Village, Paradise Island. Dungalik Studios is a fascinating one-stop shop for Bahamian art, originals, and reproductions. We got paintings, we got sculpture, we got prints, we got music, and so much more. Stop in or telephone us at 363-1313. Dungalik Studios is showing off Bahamian art to Bahamians, visitors, and the world, because we love the Bahamas. Well, we're back. We're back on the air, and I'm pleased to welcome Pam Burnside and Toby Lunn to talk about transforming spaces. Pam, Toby, welcome to Jungle New Talks.
Thank you. Good to be here. First time on the air.
First time on Jungle New Talks. Yes. I wonder why.
Yeah, for me as well. It's a real pleasure to be here as well.
Well, you know, Pam is my director, so, you know, what can I say? And Toby and I work closely together. Toby is one of the sales reps at Dungalik Studios. But more important than that, Toby is a fine artist and is a painter. And is a painter who has been stretching the boundaries of fine art in the Bahamas for some time. And is bold enough and courageous enough to try ideas that come to him that are bigger than the picture postcard that is a traditional scene that Bahamians have painted. I'm pleased to see that Bahamian artists are positioning us in the global scene now, painting way beyond the sunsets and the coconut trees. Toby, welcome. Let's talk about your work and about some of the things that you do and where you focus.
Well, before I get to the current, I really have to give you guys a little bit of history. You know, I started out, Mr. Jackson, at COB. And ironically, Stan Burnside was my mentor and teacher. This was 20 years ago.
Wow.
So it's really exciting to be an artist today and actually working for you and Pam Burnside to really be pushing Bahamian art forward. So, it's, you know, Transforming Spaces is a great platform for that. But my personal journey, I've really been just really trying to explore the limitless boundary of painting, if that makes any sense.
No, right? Well, I guess, you know, folks have to turn the radio up real loud to see the kind of paintings that you do. Or they can come, you know, to Transforming Spaces on the 13th and 14th of March, and you will be showing at Dungalik Studios with Avery Wright, who is going to join us very shortly. But there are eight other spaces that will be showing a very wide variety of art forms. Pam, as she manages Dungalik, is also one of those persons who is in charge of the operations of this event. Nine galleries and over 70 artists, somewhere in that order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that each of the spaces will show at least two artists, some of them showing as many as 20 artists in any spaces. Talk to us, Pam.
Okay, well, the bus tour is our sixth year, like you said, and it's quite exciting because it allows not only the artists to collaborate together, to work together to make this happen, but it also allows local persons as well as visitors to see the amazing talent that we have here in the Bahamas. What happens is you buy a ticket, which is only $30, and you get on a bus at the National Art Gallery. All the buses start and end there. And the bus will drive you to all these different galleries to see all the artists. And as Jackson said, some of the galleries are having 20 people exhibiting. Some of them are having 10. Some of them are having just one. Some are having two. But in this way, I think the artists get to collaborate. And, you know, at Junkanoo, everything is competition, but you collaborate within your own shack. But I think with the art world, because we are collaborating more, we're able to make things happen and get the idea out to the world. So the bus takes you to all of these venues. You spend 20 minutes at each space, and each space also offers food and drink for you. So you're taking 5 hours of your day to be driven around with a air-conditioned bus with your own personal tour guide to see all this fantastic art.
It's 5 hours, but it's a leisurely, mm-hmm. very entertaining 5 hours that provides a really wonderful experience for the artists and for the guests. I mean,
yes.
You know, primarily for the guests who come on the show. It could be a really, really exciting time.
Yes. And this year we have New Providence Art and Antiques, which will be featuring works by Lillian Blades, who is an internationally known artist in Atlanta. Dungalek Studios, which will have Toby and Avery. The Ladder Gallery, which is all the way up by New Providence. Community Center by the airport, who will have Arjuna Watson. The Hub, they're the people having 20 persons, and they are doing something very special with books as well. So the artists, illustrators, and people who are writing books, authors and illustrators. So that should be quite exciting. Mm. That's something new.
Mm.
And Stingray Studios, that they have about 13 people, including some students. And so we have people of all age groups, artists who are just beginning. Post House Gallery, which is Antonius and Max Taylor. And Pinkun, which will have 3 ceramicists there. And for Jessica Colebrook and her great work. The Pro Gallery, which will have 10 persons who are also doing something very exciting called the $100 Chair Challenge.
A pop-up gallery, that is.
The Pro Gallery is the first time we're having them. They're at COB, and we will be showcasing the artists from COB. So that's their first time, so that should be quite good. And then a pop-up, which will have the $100
Chair Challenge is a fascinating idea of mm-hmm. of John Cox's, where he is providing $100 to the artists who have been invited to produce a chair, design, come up with an idea, conceive the idea, develop that idea. And then find materials that cost no more than $100, and then to assemble that, construct it, or execute it in some fashion that makes that chair available to the public to be able to sit on. And you could make the chair out of anything, you know, however you want to do it, but you have to be able to prove that you spent no more than $100, and you know, when you deliver the chair and you prove that, the artist gets $100. It's not so much the money, mm-hmm. but it's stretching the mind of the artist.
That's a good idea for Junkanoo on Bay Street.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thought. you know, to say, okay, to the Junkanoos, you can't spend more than $100 on your costume. There was a time when we only spent about $100 on the costume.
Right.
Avery Wright, who's just joined us, is someone who knows about taking ideas and developing those ideas and then executing them in unusual ways. There are a number of persons who work in the material she works in, and she's too young to remember Chelsea Pottery, but you know, there was a time when ceramics was very much a part of this artistic community. And it's coming alive again, thanks to people like Jessica Colebrook and others. Who last year had the first all ceramic exhibition, which mm-hmm. was fantastic. Avery has just come on the scene, and I believe she's coming on the scene with a blast. What an introduction, Avery! I gotta big you up, right?
Thank you.
So talk to us about what you're gonna be doing.
Well, okay. I work in the clay medium. But I also use that medium and incorporate it with metal and wood and anything that I can find that make to enhance that piece. And basically, I don't necessarily use the glaze firing, where, you know, you make that shiny ceramic look to it. I normally do an oil painting on the surface of it after it's been fired for the first time. So basically, I give a new spin on how I think, or how my process, my art process. So
you put an oil painting, because I haven't seen that much of your work. I've only seen images, and I've been blown away. I'm excited to see what you're going to exhibit. You put oil on top of the, can I call it raw clay that's been fired once, and then
not
you fire it again?
Not necessarily raw.
It's not raw. It's been fired once.
Yes, once.
And then you put painting on it.
We call it bis fire, which is the first firing that it goes through. So it's been bis fired.
Educate me, sister.
It's been bis fired, and then I go ahead and paint on that, which it's bis fired to a higher level of, it's a higher temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So it still gives that porous, not as non-porous feel of a glazed piece,
mm-hmm.
but it's still pretty dense, so I can go ahead and paint on it with the oil paints, which gives it a nice flow that doesn't have it gives it life, brings life to the piece to me. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's
and then you put it back in the kiln.
Then I go ahead and put like a clear satin spray on top of it to seal it. That's about it.
Well, that's an interesting process. I look forward to it. Design is an amazing thing because each person brings their own sensibility to design that way. I mean, and Toby, you experiment with all kinds of materials yourself, and even with all kinds of end product. Do you, when you start with an idea, do you know where you're going to end up, or you have a feel where you're going to end up?
Well, you know, personal creativity just has almost a life of its own. I tend to just use a place of departure and just let it run. I think that I started out figuratively, but I realized that, you know, I just have to let creativity become its own self.
Explain what you mean. You start out figuratively. Explain to our audience what you mean by figuratively.
Well, okay. Actually, I started out with COB and just drawing the figure, learning how to draw, learning how to see. I think that that's a strong basis. Particularly if you look at Junkanoo work,
mm-hmm.
you look at the costumes and the building, that's drawing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh no.
You
the best.
You got to be able to draw. You got to draw that out first.
Got to be able to draw. You got to be able to draw. The best builders are those who draw well.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think though that you know, creativity is limitless, and for personal expression, I gotta let it run.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that it started out figuratively, but now I'm doing combinations of the figure and also these very wild abstractions based mm-hmm. on everything, nature, just personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to showcase now because transforming is such a great platform. You know, even the public who wouldn't necessarily be able to find these galleries have a chance to be taken to these spots to see these, you know, developing ideas.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing.
No, but it's an interesting point you make, though. The public, a lot of the public don't even know that these spaces exist. And transforming spaces in a lot of ways provides that window into into what's happening with art in the Bahamas, because any number of Bahamian artists produce their work, and their work moves from their studio to someplace abroad,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To North America or Latin America or Europe or Asia,
mm-hmm.
In some cases as far away as Africa, and it never gets a chance to be seen by the Bahamians, and the young Bahamians don't see it. I think what's exciting too is that, because I look at both you and Avery, and I remember when I was your age, there were very few persons who were role models for me in the Bahamas.
Mm.
I could look to and I say, I won't be like Avery Wright. I won't be like Toby Lunn.
I won't be like Jackson Burnside.
Well, hello. Yeah. And so I used to say, you know, I won't be like Max Taylor. I won't be like Brent Malone. I won't be like Kendall Hanna. And then, you know, I kind of stopped. Homer Williams. There were a few others, you know. There were a few others. Just, you know, Horace Wright was a really exciting teacher. He used to teach the entire country. One man.
Wow.
One man. He would go from school to school to school to school, you know, in New Providence. And then on special occasions, he would make trips to those family islands that had more than one school.
And so they had something like one lesson a year.
And so those schools might have had one visit a year from him. And of course, he had to go in every classroom. So he would hit, I can't imagine the kind of energy that Mr. Wright must have had. I can't remember at Southern Senior and Southern Junior what day we used to have for Mr. Wright. But it was only a day. And he would come in and he would go in every classroom. If it was Easter, he would show you how to draw a bunny. Bam! And he gone. You know? If it was Christmas, it was here's how you draw a Christmas tree.
It is incredible because the National Gallery opened not too long ago, and that had made a significant impact on developing Bahamian artists. And it is a great honor for me to have mentors like Max Taylor, Stan Burnside. You know, I had the honor of showing work with Kendall Hanna at Transforming Spaces last year, right. Pop-Off Studios.
Yes.
And so it's a real exciting to see this development of this almost different generations of artists.
Yes.
And to see where we can take it. I think there's a long way to go, but we're definitely on the right track.
I mean, and the point he makes about the different generations, I think is also an important point, because you have Kendall Hanna on one end of the spectrum, and you have the grandchildren of Malcolm Ray on the other end of the spectrum, who are not even 10 years old, who are presenting in this show, and so you see the range, and so people who will come to this need not feel that they are outside of their comfort zone. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, they too can participate if they would decide, well, I've got some ideas, you know, I got to execute them. I'm sure, Avery, for you, your personal experience, I mean, I don't know. I know for us, when my brother and I started to paint, they said, well, what's wrong with y'all? I mean, y'all can't find nothing else to do.
A rail job.
You need a rail job. You got to do something better than that.
Yeah, we all went through that, huh? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Still going through that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you're doing something unusual, Avery, because you're working in a material that, you know, generally our people don't know a lot about ceramics. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you come up in a very creative family, in the straw vendors and straw craft and you know, and we don't celebrate those skills enough. We're going to wait until somebody comes from outside to teach us how to be creative in straw before we say, oh, this is a wonderful art.
Right.
But you must have experienced that, because this was unusual.
Right, it was very unusual. People always expect me to say that when I say that I majored in art, they expect me to say I minored in something else or something else came to basically say, okay, so what you gonna live off,
know? Yeah, exactly.
So it is really difficult to people to understand where I'm coming from when I say that this is what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And this is what I have a passion for, so this is what I'm gonna see through. Mm-hmm. And so far it's been an enlightening experience, and coming up with the Transforming Spaces show right now, I hope that others who are thinking about going into that field would not be discouraged, because we are developing and our eyes are being opened for us for these opportunities. So go ahead and follow that passion which you have, and go ahead and do it. Because I'm doing it and I'm enjoying myself, and I'm sure that in the end things will work out.
So well said. If I didn't know better, I would think this was some wise old lady talking. This is a young lady with plenty future ahead, with ideas, plenty ideas that we hope to see come to fruition in our Bahamas. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, you can join us, 325-5403, 325-5404, 325-5405. From the Family Islands, 1-242-300-8255. That's courtesy of BTC. Join us on Junkanoo Talks. We're talking transforming spaces. We got Avery Rhea Wright and Toby Lunn and Pam Burnside. Be back in a moment.
You know, this is a crazy world sometimes, and I believe insurance management exists to put a little sanity into it. Take your home, for example. Besides hurricanes, flood damage, fires, and the like, it could get broken into, and that's bad news. The good news is, insurance management makes home protection a priority with the most dependable protection in the Bahamas. It's how they've earned their good reputation. Insurance management, coverage you can rely on.
Attention, teachers in Nassau and the Family Islands. Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind, outside-the-classroom creative learning experience tailored specifically for your students? How about a ride-and-learn tour from Educulture, featuring themes from transportation to history, from culture to marketing? Let the trained educators at Educulture design a tour to fit your curriculum and provide a worry-free field trip, including all transportation and trained tour guides. Choose from morning or afternoon tours for preschool to college students. Call 328-DRUM today, that's 328-3786, and give your students a customized field trip to remember.
I come to get me.
Looking for the perfect Bahamian gift? Like an inside look at Junkanoo? Want to know more about our culture?
I come to get me.
I've Come to Get Me is the definitive book on the Junkanoo Festival. Superbly written by Arlene Nash Ferguson with scores of colorful pictures, it's the insightful behind-the-scenes look at Junkanoo. Available at Dunkelik Studios on Village Road. Get a copy today.
I come to get me.
And we're back. We're back on the air. We're talking to Pam Burnside, Avery Rhea Wright, and Toby Lunn. We're talking about Transforming Spaces, which is that event coming up March 13th and 14th, where you get to visit 9 art spaces and see over 70 artists. Fabulous exhibition, and both Avery and Toby are showing. They're showing in an exhibition called From Earth to Flight at the Dunkelik Studios in Village Road. We're going to take a caller from the Family Island if they're still there. We'll see if they're holding. Good morning. Thank you for holding. Hello.
How you do? You all right?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, this is Ella Tyson talking.
Miss Ella Tyson, how are you doing? Thank you for holding. I had you holding that long, hey.
I was holding that long because it's a waiting call. I am have something. They have been cooking down at a stone, 12 o'clock, and we invited the people them from down north to up south to come to help this thing what they have been divided. The things, all kind of thing, and be on the park cookout.
Yes, ma'am.
From and they can do it down at stone to the park. You know where the park there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and they can have a big cooking. You know how they could put them right together and crab and rice and all kind of things.
Oh.
Please come from down north, up south, come down, up south, come down, and north come rest of the park and. Try help them people, because things is very tough and time hard.
Yes, ma'am.
So I thank the sympathy to Craig Rule, what you know, said in us.
Yes.
And the family them, and I wish them well, and then Benny Berrien. Craig Rule.
Next week Saturday.
Yeah, and I give my sympathy to his wife and the 2 children and all the family them. And you have been there, you and your wife have been there, anniversary?
Yeah, well, something like that, Miss. It's a Transforming Spaces. Yeah, it's anniversary of art show.
You talk and tell them, be on time, 12 o'clock for them to buy and bring the money in the pocket and know that how they come to get a good lunch and how dumb these people could cook good. And Bruce them have been a cook-o for some ocean things, you know?
Yes,
and,
ma'am. Thank you so much, Miss Ella.
They want me to put it on the air. And your people, what they have, I is a straw white, too, they're talking to. I'm a straw white.
Yes, ma'am. We know you're one of the best.
Yeah, that's right. And
Sour Sop.
And I love the white people then because the colored people then want to gimme. You nothing gimme. Try help poor people. I was doing that and I tell them I'm 83 years old. My husband is 93. And so we hold on Jesus and the Lord will make a way for you all. What do we invite them on it? And I just can sing one song. The Lord will make a way somehow. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Miss Ella.
It's beneath the cross.
All right.
Oh, yeah. He will take away your sorrows for birth. Let him have your burden now. Oh, when your trouble gets so heavy, Jackson, lean on Jesus' breast. I know. I said to myself, soul, don't you worry, Jackson. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Thank you, Miss Ella. You know, Miss Ella is the voice of Cat Island. I know what Cat Island is going to do. I give Miss Ella space because she speaks to something very important in the root of our ancestral legacy. You know, and you know, while her voice is unusual to those of us who've gotten used to MTV and CNN and Fox and all them other things, you will not find Miss Ella on American Idol, but Miss Ella connects you to your great grandma and your grandpa, and causes us to want to understand, and we need to understand those things which oftentimes embarrass us. And that's why I give Miss Ella space, because she's important. Now, you know, the average person come on and they want to sing a song, I can cut them.
I think too, you know, with Miss Ella, and then coming back to the Earth to Flight, you know, this whole program that Toby and Avery are doing, is that they're dealing with the same issues. You know, Earth being grounded in something that is so elemental,
right,
but being history, able to take off as well. You know, so right, we have to have that grounding in us as a country. We have to go back to our roots in order to take flight, to move forward.
Right. And we got to be honest enough to examine the roots. I mean, we are rainbow of people for any number of reasons. We're connected to all kinds of countries all over the region and all over the world, Asia, Africa, Europe, and clearly throughout the Americas. And our people have come from Haiti and from Cuba and Jamaica and Barbados and Trinidad and you know, Panama, etc. And we've all kind of settled and mixed and made this thing we call the Bahamas. And it's important to understand what people like Miss Ella bring to us, you know, and just for that moment, you know, just to think about the connections, because, you know, Miss Ella was, you know, around 83 years, man, you know, 83 years.
And when you think of her, you know, preaching love and cooperation, you know, that's also so important. I mean, I always talk about the competition in Junkanoo, you know, how that I personally feel is destroying a lot of it. And when you look at Transforming Spaces, which is a collaborative effort, the artists get together to make something happen for the good of everybody.
Without
it's not
competition.
Without competition. It's not one person wanting to say, this is mine, and I'm going to keep it. You know, that's important.
Well, you know something, Mr. Burnside, I think that, you know...
Were you so formal this morning?
You see that, eh? You see that, eh? Trying. Well, the thing is that, you know, our ancestry is important because it shapes us, right? But I think that we really, in terms of our own creativity, we have to not limit ourselves either.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because oftentimes we want to create images that we think are going to be pleasing, you know, that are historically acceptable, so and so forth. But what we need to do is really expand the consciousness. And I think Transforming Spaces is a platform for that, but also what... is talking about is that that collective celebration. So even though you have your individual works, it's a collective celebration. Like I'm showing with Avery I've been painting for 20 years. She's a new artist on the scene, just coming out of the gates. And I think just having that, even though our work is very different mediums, just the fusion mm-hmm. of these forces can be something quite powerful.
Okay. There's no question about it. Let's go back to the phone lines. 3255-403, 3255-404, 3255-405. We got a Family Island caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Burnside.
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Burnside, I'm laughing at you this morning.
Yeah,
Burnside,
how you laughing?
You could have hardly heard Miss Ella. Miss Ella was standing away doing her thing.
Yes.
But I wanted to thank you for allowing her to, you know, that's an old person, express herself.
Yes.
You know, she was not on the subject that you were talking about.
Right.
You know, but, you know, that's just how old people, I guess, act. And I would say good morning to your guests. And I want to say to you, Burnside, be encouraged, because I killed myself laughing with your producer. I said Burnside couldn't have that this one because she was on her course.
Yes.
But thank God for her.
Yes.
You know, we have learned to appreciate one another.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll be encouraged now.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Especially our older folks. Yeah. Because, you know, while the message may not be the same subject that we're talking about, the spirit of mm-hmm. her offering mm-hmm. is very loving, and we could learn something from that, you know, from our ancestors, you know, the kind of loving they share.
And they needed that sense of community because they didn't have much they had to share with one another.
Yes, exactly.
You know, everybody put a little bit in, like the stone soup story. Everybody put whatever they have, and then you end up with something big.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's a very simple.
If we could only apply that in today's
Bahamas. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think though, you know, I'd like to mention something that, you know, my grandparents have passed away, but I heard a great thing. A friend of mine said, you know, our ancestors live in us. So
yes.
Our expression today is an expression of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be.
No, it's no question.
Absolutely.
It's no question, but let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now.
Okay, Mr. Burnside.
Yes, sir.
You say you're dealing in, I would say, you're displaying something or you're getting something ready to
there's an exhibition that will take place throughout the island of New Providence in 9 different spaces from as far west as New Providence Community Church to as far east as Malcolm Ray's gardens, actually, and in between there's 7 other spaces, Post House Gallery, New Providence, Antiques.
Okay. They're from only the area of the Bahamas, or
these are all artists in the Bahamas who are presenting.
Okay. What I like to say, Mr. Burnside, the way I see it, I think we've lost a lot. When I say we lost a lot, you spoke a while ago about some of our ancestors from the Caribbean was not in this way and that way. This is true. But unless we get our bearings from motherland Africa, we're not saying much. You know, we come this way, we say, we Bahamian, we are proud of Bahamian, what's not. We were something that it always burdens my stomach and my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I came from somebody, from someplace else. I was uprooted. I was transplanted. So when you're uprooted and you're transplanted, that was an injustice done to us a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're so, meaning, I guess, so bitter and done, violent.
Mm-hmm.
We are displaying it, and we don't know why we're displaying. Why can't we live together as a people? Like, at least I think you mentioned it before.
But I think you explain it. You know, I think you what you're saying, or at least what I'm hearing you say, is that we don't know that story. You know that story.
Yes, I know.
But how many of our young people know the story? How many of our young people even know about the history of Haiti? How many young Bahamians who are of Haitian ancestry knew about the role that Haiti played in the early 1800s in the world, on the global scene? that the impact that Haiti had in the formation of the states of the United States. How many of our people understood how the Haitian Revolution interrupted the slave trade and put an end to the slave trade globally? You see, we don't understand that story. And what you're saying is correct. And exhibitions like this and others cause us to search in our ancestral heritage. We laugh at Mazzella because we are embarrassed by something that is very deep inside of us. It touches our soul because she connects us to our root. And we have to understand how we all, you know, it all mixes it in.
And like you said, I think you said that some of us came, but some probably our families, we were separated, men going to this way and that way, and some came to the Bahamas.
Of course. So
in that area, we are connected. Okay, and another thing, too, I don't know if you made and have any room for our once famous, or it still is famous, Sidney Poitier. At least Bahamians don't want to give Sidney Poitier. They become in, I would say, narrow-minded. Oh, Sidney never done. Sidney Poitier had a house on in the Eastern Road.
Right.
He got involved with what was going on in the Bahamas.
Right.
But because of him being a Bahamian, and I would say a strong, person as a Bahamian, knowing the truth as a Bahamian. He came from, his ancestry is from Cat Island and was not. He didn't take any foolishness.
Right.
And he didn't allow politicians to dictate to him.
Right.
And he got mad because they wanted to manipulate him.
Right.
They wanted to do certain things or they wanted certain things. And he stood his feet and no, he is not going to be allowed to be exploited. And that's why he pulled out, he sold his house. Because he was a no-nonsense Bahamian.
Well, I'm glad you said it. I couldn't have said it better. I couldn't have said it better. Sidney Poitier's father and my grandmother were brother and sister.
Okay,
he's first cousin to my pa. No-nonsense kinds of fellas. But you see, if I say that, then they say, "Oh, he's taking up for your cousin."
Okay, then.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You know, Jackson, I'd like to make a comment about the ancestry thing.
Because
I come from a mixed ancestry, right? So, and, you know, like most of us here, we all mix up anyway, pot cakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to honor all of that because that used to really bother me growing up. Boy, you got blue eyes and things like that. Who, where you come from, all this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we are... I don't want to say we're all Bahamians, but we're human beings. I often hear working over on Paradise Island, you know, sort of us and them mentality. And I think, you know, from a spiritual point of view, we're human beings and we got to really learn how to use our history, our ancestry or our mixed lineage or whatever and channel that into positive creativity. And I think for me, my medium is painting. But I think it's really important to sort of be able to transcend the limitations that we put on ourselves and really, you know, in this era, just really move forward.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? A betterness for everyone, you know?
Absolutely. We got another caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Peter Jokic speaking. I think you had a very interesting topic today. I'd like to congratulate all the participants.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would just like to make a comment with regard to the Red Cross Fair next week.
Yes.
The Saxons are fully supporting the fair, and all members of the backline are asked to be there for 2 o'clock next week, Saturday.
Okay.
At Government House to be ready to come out and be inviting the entire Jungle community to come out and support this fair. It's the very most important one in a long time. And the Red Cross, as you know, needs support. And so the support of Jungle community, the entire community, and the Saxons in particular. I'm inviting everyone to be out there in support of that wonderful organization, which you know we could speak about for a long time.
Right.
And I would just like to say one parting thing with regard to Sir Sidney. I think the fact that he is Sir Sidney merits a full stop. You know what I'm saying?
Full stop.
That's Sir Sidney, full stop.
All right.
I think there's nothing more left to be said. about a man of a distinguished character and accomplishments that would certainly pave the way by way of ambitions. And I thank you for this opportunity and thank your guests for making such wonderful contribution.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you.
Thank you, and take care.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah, and I think more and more people understand. But, you know, just the last word on Sir Sidney Poitier, and unless someone else brings up the subject, the fact of the matter is that there are any number of young people who don't know of Sidney Poitier. And don't know who he is and what he did. And it kind of, you know, my generation and the generations before me failed to pass on the information. And we have to learn as Bahamians to celebrate our own and to pass mm-hmm. that information on to the next generations. Because it, you know, it bothered me yesterday at the conference when a teacher who teaches teachers was able to say to her classroom, any number of young Bahamians from other islands didn't know who Sidney Poitier was, but she was shocked to find out that a young lady from Cat Island had never heard of Sidney Poitier. Right. Now, you know, that's not a condemnation of this young lady, but it's a condemnation of those of us who are old enough who are supposed to be passing on to the next generation. So this is a very important thing. So that's why I'm very happy Pam and I are here with Averia and Toby, who are younger than we are. Pam slightly older than they are. I guess I robbed the cradle. You know, Averia, you were talking about the inspiration to the young people who want to try ideas and want to go into unconventional careers, right, like you have. Mm-hmm. You had the courage to do that, mm-hmm. in spite of what other people said, and it must have been challenging for you. I remember when you were at the College of the Bahamas, and you know, and it was clear that you were artistic and very talented, and it was clear that your father and your mother, but your father in particular, his chest would push out like Superman every time he talked, "Where's my daughter? She's the only artist in the world." and that's the way it's supposed to be. That you had the encouragement. How important is that encouragement, that almost unconditional support that you receive?
That is very, very, very important. I can't say how much that is important, because no matter how much they didn't know where this would take me or where it would go, they were there to tell me, you know, we got your back. Go keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that is a very important thing for you to have a good support base, no matter who it may be. You know, so use that to the best of your abilities, because that many nights that'll be what you will have.
Yeah.
You know, just that will, you know, could show you or give you that encouragement to go on.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point. And to speak directly to those who have children today, who don't quite understand what this is in this child's mind, this idea that they have, because that's where it begins. It begins with an idea. You just got a thought. Sometimes those ideas are upside down. You think they are crazy ideas, but then when you study and you work and you develop those ideas, you discover ways of executing them that are unusual and effective and impact the world. And then the next thing you know, you're standing on the platform.
Right.
Not everyone is going to ski down the mountain slopes in the Winter Olympics, certainly not from the Bahamas.
No.
Right. Not everyone is going to run the 100-yard dash. There are so many other avenues for us to be able to excel. And I think this kind of exhibition, Transforming Spaces, but I think, you know, the celebration of Avery's work and Toby's work is important so that parents and students could see that mm-hmm. they could, right. well, oh, she could do that, well, I could do that too.
Mm-hmm. And be the best in the world, you know. We have to remember that. I mean, a lot of the artists complain that, okay, well, I'm not making a living from this. I can't sell a painting or whatever. But you have to believe in yourself enough to you know, continue to go on. And Toby could speak to that.
Another thing to mention is that it doesn't happen overnight.
No. You
know, one painting is not the greatest thing in the world. You right. have to really... You know, it's about,
it's
about, well, it's, yeah, it's oh, yeah. about developing mm-hmm. a body of work. Or it's also like, it's also cultivation of yourself. It's a transforming of yourself over time. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on how much you want to put into it. Mm-hmm. But you're right, Jackson, about the support. I mean, you know, when I was at COB, you know, at Stan Burnside and Sue Bennett Williams, really encouraging. Right. And even myself, you know, you do have self-doubt, but you got to really believe and have the stickability to push through things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not always an easy road. It still isn't. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm 20 years into the game.
It's never an easy road.
Right, you know.
That's
but it's,
life.
Yeah, exactly. That's life. Mm-hmm. That's life.
But it's a good journey, and it's a really rewarding one if
yes.
you stick with it
right.
and,
yes.
you know, things like this, you know, like transforming spaces and this sort of awareness is mm-hmm. is good.
And I think, you know, in the community, we tend to feel that, you know, we should get things instantly and we should get the money. Mm-hmm. The same thing, you know, with Sydney Boyd, they will give me the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I don't need to work for it. You already got it. You already spent your life working for
yeah,
it.
You work,
so
you
just
work
give
hard,
it to me.
You work hard and
yeah.
you bust your butt and
right.
you got on top of the world. So right. you're supposed to
Precisely.
Help me. No, no, no,
and,
no,
and,
no.
And, you know, in days gone by when people needed to have a profession, they had to get apprenticed to someone and work their butts off in order to be good
work.
At what they do.
Exactly.
But we don't have that sense of excellence anymore in the
no.
community. You know, people just want something quick.
Yes.
And you know, they work for a week at a job, and when they get their paycheck, what they can do? They're going to celebrate by buying some beers and smoking some weed, and then they're going to celebrate,
yeah.
you know? But we need to rethink that whole sort of scene.
Yeah, we got to challenge know? That. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Ed.
Good morning. How you doing?
All is good.
Before I start, let me say to Sister Palm.
Hey.
I want to thank you for transforming my young brother there.
Thank you. It's been a
now
challenge.
Now he say so you can't get back at me. right there.
Yeah.
But as usual, Jackson, you know, your show is right on. And, you know, as you were speaking about to Sydney, I remember seeing Buck and the Preacher, and, you know, they towards the end of the picture, I think it was, they were caught on these rocks, and he ran out of bullet. And the first thing he did was pick up on rock. Boy, that's the Bahamian man right now. All right, so you know, we really gotta learn to celebrate to celebrate our own.
Yes.
And you know, I suppose when we look at the arts and the artists that are coming out now expressing themselves, it's gonna take some time for us to get and appreciate, but you just got to press on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to press on, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But, again, a good show. But, Jackson, what a call for. I want to start to put out there to the public about the rush on Easter Monday morning.
Yeah.
Now, that rush is being spearheaded by the Reverend Dr. William Thompson.
Right.
And there are other pastors and other persons involved. I wouldn't get into calling their names right now. That will be revealed in the weeks coming, days and weeks coming.
Yes.
But that rush has been held over the past 2 years now. And it's been held on Wolf Road.
Right.
And this year it's going to continue there. We have a team working feverishly to put this together to make it bigger and better. And I just want to send a shout out to the Junkanoo community at large, and especially the believers. Easter Monday morning, we want to get started at about 5 a.m. from Windsor Park, and we'll be rushing down Wolf Road. Hopefully we have tentatively the College of Bahamas as the stopping site. Other information will be forthcoming. But for those who just want to come out and have fun, feel free to join. Other information, as I say, will be forthcoming in the weeks ahead.
Thanks. Thank you, Ed.
Yes, and before I go, Jackson, I'd just like to send a shout-out to a couple of our members who are home recuperating. We have Big V's. She's at home. She's almost a jovial self now, but Big V's continue to do well. Mm. We have one of our major builders in the group, Spooky Musgrove. He's at home also recuperating. So to those two, we want to say that we're praying for you. And, God knows all things, so keep it down. And to Ms. Ella. Mm-hmm. Oh, that lady. Jackson, that lady. What we can do with her?
Oh, man.
Huh?
Long may she reign.
Long
may she reign.
Yes. And to Edith and to all of your, all of our frequent callers to Junk Canoe Talks. I know in the coming weeks, Jackson, we got something special for them, eh?
Yeah, man.
And they can find out about it.
Okay.
Again, thank you, Jackson.
All right.
Right.
Thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Burnside.
Morning.
I just want to say that Sir Sidney Poitier worshipped at Holy Cross because when he's visiting, he stood godfather in our church for Sir Lyndon Finley's last daughter. And we were proud of it whenever we see him, and I shook his hand, and I felt like I was the queen.
Yes.
And he used to donate, not publicly like some people say, but he helped some charities.
Mm. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We take this last call before we go to break. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson.
Hey.
Toby.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
I just wanted to say congratulations again on doing another Transforming Spaces.
What about Avery, man?
Hello?
You say Palm Toby and then you leave Avery out?
I'm so sorry, Avery.
That's all right.
This is something that me and my mother stamp on our calendar.
Yes.
Every year.
Yes.
You know, it's truly an inspiration to see what it is that Bahamians do. I know Bahamians are the best in the world.
In the world.
And the only reason people may be an inch or two ahead of us is because they're exposed to more than we are because we're on an island, you know. And if our people get the kind of exposure that persons from other countries get, we would surpass them by miles. They may be ahead of us in some area in inches, but we would surpass them in miles. And I encourage everyone, save your $30 because space is limited. This is a must-go-to event every year.
Man, and we...
Most definitely.
I don't think you could have done better if we paid you.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Transforming Spaces.
Definitely.
Thank you.
All righty.
We're gonna go to break. We'll be back with Transforming Spaces in a moment.
Super Value's fabulous February savings are good news for budget-conscious shoppers who appreciate Super Value specials like 5 pounds Pie Excellent Parboiled Rice $2.99, Wesson Corn Oil 48-ounce size $2.99. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, 89 cents. Chef Boyardee Spaghetti and Meatballs, 2 for $3. And for a super meal, Danish spare ribs in the 10-pound bag at only $1.79 a pound. Plus quality stamps, but only at Super Value, the Bahamian supermarkets.
Health costs are astronomical, not just here in the Bahamas, but all over the world. Despite these ever-increasing costs, every Bahamian can count on the Princess Margaret Hospital to provide world-class health care, whether you are rich or poor, insured or not. Hi, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, chairman of the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation. Help us to help the Princess Margaret Hospital to help us all.
Let's keep it that way. Support the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation. Miracles in progress.
You're looking for the widest and best selection of Bahamian art? Then visit Dungalik Studios Art Gallery in the stunning Bahamian architecture of Marina Village, Paradise Island. Dungalik Studios is a fascinating one-stop shop for Bahamian art, originals, and reproductions. We got paintings, we got sculpture, we got prints, we got music, and so much more. Stop in or telephone us at 363-1313. Dungalik Studios is showing off Bahamian art to Bahamians, visitors, and the world. Because we love the Bahamas. And we're back. We're back on the air. If you want to join us, 325-5403, 325-5404, 325-5405. From the Family Islands, 1-242-300-8255. We're talking about Transforming Spaces, which is an event that will take place on March 13th and 14th. It is an event that has captured the imagination of the art scene outside of the Bahamas, the Caribbean, in North America, in Europe, in South America, as far away as Africa. And you know, Bahamian artists are exhibiting their works all over the world. You know, we talk about being the best in the world. And a lot of Bahamian artists, in order to both to expose themselves but also to expose their art, move their work outside of the Bahamas. Averia, right. you worked with a Bahamian artist who yeah. actually stayed in America.
Mm-hmm.
Teaches at the
University of Tampa.
University of Tampa, yeah, where you studied, right?
Yes.
What's her name?
Kendra Furr.
Kendra Furr.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And she's exhibited here recently mm-hmm. at the National Gallery. There are any number of people in the Bahamas who say they are interested in Bahamian art who've actually never been in the National Art Gallery.
That's
right.
A disgrace.
Yeah. That's a disgrace.
That's true.
Yeah. No, well, you know, partly a disgrace on behalf of those who know better,
mm-hmm.
but then a lot of people just don't know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exposure is so important. You know,
so it's, maybe we ought to just mention about these art spaces,
mm-hmm.
about what they do, particularly the National Gallery of the Bahamas.
Right. Well, the National Art Gallery is open every day except Sunday and Monday. And they have a fabulous show of Max Taylor at the moment, a retrospective show.
It's incredible show.
It's just absolutely fantastic.
And I think every young student
mm-hmm.
who wants to be an artist should see the hard work mm-hmm. and discipline of Max Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, Mr. Taylor's work is a span of drawings from the 1960s mm-hmm. up until now. And
right.
it just... The level of execution and it's just such an incredible body of work that
mm-hmm.
it could live on a world stage. It's just about exposure.
That's
getting people exposed.
Well,
to it
has lived on a world stage
mm-hmm.
Because Max has exhibited all over the world, and he's particularly collected in the Carolinas
mm.
and in New York. Max is a brilliant printmaker.
Mm-hmm. And still alive.
But he's still alive. And very
watch.
Humble.
Mm-hmm.
He's a painter. He's a ceramicist. He's a sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
And he draws exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. And any number of students out there who say, well, you know, I did my BJC in art as an artist,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
need to go and see Max Taylor. Because
yeah,
Max Taylor is constantly working, trying to get better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It never stops,
right.
you know, and
yeah.
I think that's something we need as a country to get back to, the fact that excellence is so important. You know, you can't just say, all right, I'm the best now, and that's
it.
Because
yeah.
there's always
yeah.
someone
never
out
it.
There
yeah.
better
it's
than
never
you.
It. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's why the Japanese continue to excel and the Chinese, because they know they have the competition and they know there's always someone better out there. So you have to
mm-hmm.
continue to do better and to learn
right.
and to keep learning. You know, that's important. And the NAGB also has lots of fora, on all sorts of different things. They have movies, they have talks, they have workshops. They have workshops for teachers as well as for the public. And you can just look them up on the web. And
www.nagb.org.
Mm-hmm.
Look them up. Have you know, and if you've never been there, and if you've got a grandchild or you've got a son or a daughter who is interested in art, and if you miss taking them to the NAGB to see the Max Taylor show, when they are grown and they are working and they discover that Max Taylor was a Bahamian right here in the Bahamas and that they had an opportunity to see the show, but you didn't take them, they're going to put hell on you.
Right.
I go into the phone lines. I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, you know, when you discover what you mean to tell me that was that close to me,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't I didn't connect with it, man.
And that's a $5 well spent.
Yes.
Know? I mean, that ain't even going to buy you a sandwich down to, I won't mention the name, but, you know, it could go $5 and $3 for a student.
Anyhow, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning, morning. Thank you for calling.
And good morning to your guests.
Morning.
Morning, morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I guess you're becoming familiar with my voice, Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, you're becoming a frequent caller.
But, you know, I'm compelled.
Yes.
When I look around, I see what's happening, especially to our young people.
Yes.
How they're wasting the time and talents.
Yes.
I am compelled to inject an idea into the veins of the Bahamas.
Yes.
Jackson, you know, I've been telling you and talking about libraries.
Yes.
You know, and books.
Yes.
You know, my dream is that we have functional libraries throughout the length and breadth of this country.
Yes, and
We'd be able to travel, not necessarily on a plane, but we'd be able to travel. Our minds would be able to, I mean, travel all over the world just by reading.
Don't ever stop talking about this. Mm-hmm. Don't ever stop talking, and don't ever apologize, certainly not to Junkanoo Talks, for celebrating libraries. Libraries are very important. We appreciate appreciate that input.
Yes, Jackson, and you know, I'm encouraged today because, you know, my children, they're doing very, very well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
One of them graduated already at 25 with a master's degree. You know what I'm saying?
Very good. Congratulations.
And the second graduated from the College of Bahamas with credit in Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Keep pushing.
Yeah, I'm encouraged, and I want to encourage all of the young people to excel. And indeed, Sidney Poitier has, you know, he has left indelible footprints on the sands of times in our country. Thank you and good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good morning. Oh, I thought I had another call there. I think there's a call coming in from the Family Islands. But, I mean, there is no question that level of support and exposure. You know, speak to the kinds of inspirations that you must have had that caused you to decide that you would choose to be the kind of artist that you are.
Well, when I started out at College of the Bahamas, I was with Joan B. Haig. She was my professor, and we were doing pottery, and that was my first time actually dealing with clay. This was never something that I had during high school.
Right.
And so I found it very fascinating because this is a medium that I never really experienced before. I mean, I felt that I was okay in the other mediums, but this is one that I connected to. And so, you know, associate's degree to COB was not as far as I wanted to go with it. So that's why I was encouraged to go ahead and go off to get the bachelor's degree. And of course, the facilities, like she was saying, one of the callers was saying earlier, that we don't have the exposure to certain stuff to make us as great as other countries. And of course, if we have those things, we would be miles ahead of them. I totally agree, because I don't want to say that the students over in the United States aren't good. I'm just saying that if we had the same opportunities that they had, I saw my colleagues, my classmates who I had at COB, like right aside me at the university where I was at. And I was like, I could see a completely different, you know, atmosphere if they were there, because, I mean, it's amazing. The materials, the equipment, because if we have that access to it, things will be so much different, and people will be able to appreciate what we have so much more. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that really encouraged me to continue, you know. And hopefully time will tell, you know, where we actually have these equipment and merchandise or things that we need to continue, we'll be able to see more of what we can create.
Well, you know, we look to you and your generation to move us beyond.
Right.
I wanted to add something to that, and I fully agree, Avria, but I also like to say that, you know, sometimes, because I used to use that as an excuse, that right. I say, boy, if I was over there, I would have this X, Y, Z. But I'm starting to realize that creativity, you got to also find a way to make things work now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
With what you got.
With what you got. Kind of like how Junkanoo, you use what you got.
Yeah, right?
And I'll give you an example. I was 10 years ago, I was working on a series of paintings, and I ran out of paint. Of course, it's Sunday. Arts paint store closed. Bayman paint closed. I said, boy, what I could do? And I found this old can of wood stain, you know? And I say, you know what? That's there. I can use that.
Right.
And I did a whole series of wood stain paintings that were I thought were pretty powerful.
Right.
But I still agree. I think we have a long way to go. We do need more funding in the arts, I think, especially around it. But I think it's coming to the forefront now where people are starting to realize the importance of it's just human creativity. It's not, you know, it's not like arts is separate from yourself.
I agree, Toby, because when I was in school, my professor said that he had just a 18-foot kiln. And so he never did pieces that were 18-foot. So he had to find a way to make these 18-foot pieces work together to make a larger piece.
You mean 18-inch?
18-inch.
Yeah, 18-inch.
Yeah, 18-inch. Yeah, 18-inch. I was going
to
say, boy,
18-foot kiln. So he had to make it work to make
the
piece what he actually wanted to work to make.
I got to take this caller before we go to our final break. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Jackson and Pam.
Morning, sir.
This is Elutra.
Hey, Elutra, hey. Calling.
I'm calling. I'm sitting on my balcony looking at this ocean up here. And not a fishing boat out here.
It's just as flat as could be.
Absolutely. But the reason I call, I'm motivated to call, is because I'm listening to the story of the two young artists there.
Yes.
And as a boy in Nassau years ago, going to a prestigious old school that became COB, we had clay. I'm not saying that none of us went into the arts, but we had clay. And I find it amazing that the young lady, Ava Rhea, mentioned that was her first exposure to our clay at COB. Because we had clay.
You had clay at Government High, yeah. But you have to understand that anyhow, that's another show, really.
Yeah.
That what happened at Government High still doesn't happen in our public schools.
But they didn't have ceramics at Government High.
Yeah, they fired clay.
Yeah, man.
But that's true. When I was at COB, we didn't have a kiln to fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
this is a long time ago. But Jackson.
Yes.
One of the things I called you about, and I want to congratulate those two youngsters, because that Joanne B. Hyde is a relative of mine.
Yes.
And I remember when she went to Hastings and the others in England. You and I were there. In any event, what I call you about is this. You know, I've long been advocating to you that you should take, we as a country, should take Dunkin' to Notting Hill Carnival, right? Remember we talked about it over and over?
Yes.
But recently the Ministry of Tourism dropped a bombshell on us by bringing all these so-called forward learners over here.
Yes.
$300,000 budget.
Yes.
I'm not going there. I ain't calling to criticize them.
Yeah.
They're obviously trying to sell this country.
Yeah.
But listen, man. We know, as former residents of London, that if you have a participation from the Bahamas in Notting Hill any given year, you'll see a 4% rise in our UK business.
All right. We'll work on that. Thank you.
Simply put, the people don't know about us enough. The photojournalist who came to Lucia told us our place of choice is St. Lucia and Barbados. You understand me?
Yes.
Our vacation of choice is St. Lucia.
Yeah.
And Barbados, Captain.
Yeah.
Using our money, going elsewhere.
All right. Well, thank you.
I can listen to you, buddy.
Thank you so much for calling.
Take care.
Appreciate the call. We got to run to our final break. We'll be back in a moment.
You know, this is a crazy world sometimes, and I believe insurance management exists to put a little sanity into it. Take your home, for example. Besides hurricanes, flood damage, fires, and the like, it could get broken into, and that's bad news. The good news is insurance management makes home protection a priority with the most dependable protection in the Bahamas. It's how they've earned their good reputation. Insurance management, coverage you can rely on.
Junkanoo is a cultural mirror of the Bahamas with its roots stretching far back in time. Now, children of all ages can spend a morning or an afternoon at Educulture learning all about the wonderful story of Junkanoo, mastering the art of pasting and taking part in a mini rush out, perfectly tailored to fit in with all kinds of subjects like language arts, math, and social studies. This half-day Junkanoo workshop is available in morning or afternoon sessions, includes pickup and return bus transportation, and is perfect for students from preschool to college age. So call 328-DRUM today. That's 328-3786 to sign your class up for Educulture's Junkanoo workshops.
I come to get me.
Looking for the perfect Bahamian gift? Like an inside look at Junkanoo? Want to know more about our culture?
I come to get me.
I've Come to Get Me is the definitive book on the Junkanoo Festival. Superbly written by Arlene Nash Ferguson with scores of colorful pictures, it's the insightful behind-the-scenes look at Junkanoo. Available at Dungalik Studios on Village Road. Get a copy today.
I come to get me.
Girl, where you going with all this Bounty towels and Charmin tissue paper?
Where, girl?
Hey, girl, get me a new 2009 Kia.
Enter the Super Value Bounty and Charmin raffle today and win a 2009 Kia Cerato Sedan. Simply purchase Bounty towels or Charmin tissues, place your name on the back of the receipt, have your name drawn at the Saturday, November 1st raffle, and you win. See stores for details.
Well, at least leave some for some other people to buy.
Contest ends November 15th.
Only at Super Value, the Bahamian supermarkets.